you say, for
18 years, he was a bum. And now I want my money.
An old problem reaches a boiling point.
Mr. Clark never paid child support.
Not a dime.
Is that right, sir?
No, ma'am.
But has Dad's time run out?
Give me some idea of how many thousands of dollars that you paid her since your son was in middle school.
8 or 10,000.
You're a prince among men.
Judge Judy.
When I get somebody in my crosshairs, I don't let go.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Thomas Steve Clark is suing his ex-wife, Leslie Clark, for failing to pay for work he completed on her home. Leslie says she didn't pay because Steve owes her money.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 508 on the calendar, the matter of Clark versus Clark.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
The facts of the complaint are really not in dispute. It's the counterclaim that may be, but the complaint is relatively straightforward. Mr. and Mrs. Clark have been divorced for how long?
18 years, Your Honor.
And I assume that you have a reasonable enough relationship, because sometime recently you commissioned your former husband to do some remodeling of the bathroom in your house. You agreed upon a price. Mr. Clark completed the job. And you made partial payment to him, Mrs. Clark. The final balance, however, you did not pay because you decided that he owed you money from years past and you were going to stiff him for the balance. You can't do that. Period. End of discussion. You made an agreement with him. He's a contractor. If you felt as if he owed you money in the past, you should have taken him to court and resolved it that way. You don't make an agreement with your ex-husband or anyone or any contractor, and then at the end of the day, be your own judge and jury. Yes.
Your Honor, it's not that far in the past.
It doesn't have to be.
This man said that my son could live with him through college.
Just a second. Listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
That's his complaint. You lose with regard to his complaint. You have no right to offset what you believe he owes you with a contract. You and Mr. Clark had a contract. The contract was for how much money, Mr. Clark?
$4,650 was my labor. She paid the materials. She paid $1,900 the labor, which covered my assistant that works with me.
And it was the rest that she didn't pay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you didn't pay that because?
Because he owes me a huge amount of money, and I thought I would be stupid if I were to give him money when I can never get money back from him. This is the first time I have ever owed him money and felt in a position to negotiate.
Then you
and that's what I was looking to do.
Well, you can't do that. And I'm here to tell you, you cannot do that. You cannot have a contract with someone and determine prior to the completion of that contract or prior to executing that contract, say, well, I believe he owes me money. This is the amount that I believe that he should pay me. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to enter into a contract, which you did with him, and I'm going to offset what I believe he owes me, which has not been reduced, which has not been reduced to a judgment in any court, heard by any judge, resolved by any jury, and offset that amount. So far on his claim, you owe him $2,750 on the contract. Now I'll hear your counterclaim. Your son is how old?
Just turned 21.
And you had a divorce that provided for child support?
It did not, Your Honor.
It did not?
No, Your Honor.
Where was the divorce entered into?
In San Diego in 1992.
Did the court subsequently fix a child support order?
No, Your Honor. I was never able to show that he had income.
Is what you're telling me that Mr. Clark, for 18 years, never paid child support?
Not a dime.
Is that right, sir?
No, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Sure.
Not that you're entitled to it now, because you had the right during the course of the child's minority to go to court and seek child support. Did you do that?
No, Your Honor. During the first...
No. The answer is no.
No.
You did not. You had the right to do that, where the court would look into his income, what the child's expenses are, and either determine that he had sufficient income to pay support or he didn't. But you cannot set yourself up to be a court. You're not a court. Now, your former wife says that you never paid any child support. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
Inaccurate.
Tell me.
Okay. In the earlier years, yes, I'll agree with her. I lived an hour and a half away. The weekends I'd have him, I would do all the driving, hour and a half pickup, hour and a half back, six hours.
Who moved?
She or you? I did.
Well, then that, Mr. Clark, is your problem.
Yes, ma'am.
That would be your problem. I would feel totally differently if, when you separated, your former wife took your son and moved an hour and a half away. Then I could see you complaining about driving an hour and a half to get him and paying the expenses. But if you chose to move away, that comes under the category of tough.
Yes, ma'am. In addition, Your Honor, part of the divorce decree is she got the more valuable car, she got the lion's share of pension funds, and we personally came to agreement that we'd set child support at zero because of that.
Well, give me some examples. Give me some example. 18 years ago, what the lion's share of the retirement account was?
The pension plan at NASCO Shipbuilding Company. The nice sports car.
Forget this car. Okay. I'm not interested in a car.
That's fine.
I'm interested in cash. You can't eat a car.
You know, honestly, I don't know the cash value of the pension plan.
Well, you should know. I mean, was it $1 million?
No, I have no, honestly, 18 years ago, I had no idea.
Whose pension plan?
Hers.
Are you serious or what? You know, I'm beginning to have more sympathy for her. But she picked you, and she allowed your shenanigans for 18 years. I wouldn't have. I would have wiped up the floor with you.
Well, Your Honor, may I state?
I mean, what you're telling me is you were married for how many years?
Eight.
Eight? How many years did you live together?
10.
How old was your son when you left?
I didn't leave. She left, but he was 3 years
old. You moved. He was three?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we're not talking about a long-term committed relationship. And if she was working and had a pension plan that was valuable and she was taking care of him and you moved an hour and a half away, she should have kept all of her pension plan.
She did.
Perfect. That doesn't absolve you of the responsibility of paying child support.
Well, may I continue, Your Honor, about the child support? I said that was the early years.
So I assume that your son didn't eat in the early years.
No, he did. He did.
Not for anything that you gave him.
He ate at my house, too. But yes, no, she did a majority of the keeping him.
Until
absolutely.
When?
Absolutely. He was in middle school, so about 10 years ago, I moved back to San Diego, at which time he started living between our two properties. We lived close together, and we came to arrange, not court-ordered, but she would keep track of any expenses she spent on him, and once a month, every other month, if it wasn't a large amount, she'd go 2 months, and then she'd give me an invoice.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about petty cash?
No, she'd give me an invoice, or she'd have a spreadsheet, and it would be $1,000 or $2,000, whatever, every month or 2 months, and I would just pay her that half of what she was
spending. So give me some idea, Mr. Clark, of how many thousands of dollars that you paid her since your son was in middle school. I'm just curious.
Sure, probably $8,000 or $10,000.
You're a prince among men.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What do you do for a living?
I have my own business.
Is it a successful business?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did he move into your house?
Yes.
Just listen to where we're going.
And later today.
In most jurisdictions, he's not even criminally responsible for what he did. And I'm not excusing him because his parents really ought to sit and have a talk with him, right?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Thomas Steve Clark says ex-wife Leslie Clark owes for remodeling work he completed on her home. Leslie is countersuing for their son's college tuition, medical bills, and living expenses.
Who's this?
My fiancé.
You don't have any children with him, do you?
No.
Don't have any children with him. He's irresponsible.
Old.
Got away with murder. You have one child?
Yes, ma'am.
You got away with murder. If you were appearing before me, you would not have gotten away with murder. She let you, probably because she earned enough of a living to take care of herself and your son. And she knew you were a bum, and she figured, why is she going to exert all this effort, you know, to take him to court? He's going to hide his income anyway. She's not going to be able to get any money. So actually, Mrs. Clark, I do understand why you stiffed him for his fee. I actually do. I am emotionally sympathetic with you. Legally, you can't do that. And your counterclaim is a simple one. You say, for 18 years, he was a bum, and now I want my money. You should have taken him to court before. You can't wait until the 12th hour and then say, in hindsight, he should have paid me and I should have been more diligent. You probably are right that you wouldn't have gotten anywhere with him because he really doesn't have an appreciation that he had that responsibility because he figures you made enough money to take care of yourself and his partial responsibility. I assume he brought you here for a reason. Stand up. Where does he work now?
He has his own business, Your Honor.
He does. And what do you do for a living?
I have my own business, Your Honor.
What kind of business do you have?
How is that relevant to
I'm
this
just wondering
court
what
and all
is it a respect? Successful business?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. Did he move into your house?
Yes.
Just listen to where we're going. When did he move into your house? Don't look at him. I assure you know when he moved in.
A couple of years ago.
What kind of business do you have, Mr. Clark?
Construction business.
Construction hasn't been so good lately.
No, it hasn't.
I know that. Bad economy, nobody's doing any big jobs, nobody's doing any little jobs, nobody's doing anything. So by that, if this is your business, I assume that your fiancé is supporting you.
No, ma'am.
Well, you just told me. Business wasn't good. You know, business is bad. I told you, you absolutely agreed with me. So I assume that you are at least being subsidized by your fiancé.
No, ma'am.
Well, then tell me how you're taking care of yourself, sir. Tell me how much money you earned last year on your tax returns that you filed. Tell me how much you earned on your tax returns that you filed, Mr. Clark.
Well, I haven't filed last year's taxes.
How come if you were able to support yourself? That means you made money. You defrauded the government, right?
Well, first off, it's only February or March.
Now, I'm talking about last year that you filed, 2008, that you filed in 2009. How much did you report that you earned?
I haven't filed those years, ma'am.
Well, then, you haven't filed, sir. And since you told me you were doing fine and supporting yourself, you must have been defrauding the government. They're going to come looking for you. You
yes,
know
ma'am.
How I know that? Because they watched my program.
Yes, ma'am.
Because when I get somebody in my crosshairs, I don't let go. So you see, your former wife lost today. She's going to lose the case, and she's going to lose the counterclaim. You may lose a lot more.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I had a hard time giving him money when he has owed me. He's never paid anything.
She was unwilling to pay me for the work she hired me for.
As soon as I told him that I wasn't going to pay, he said, I'll take you to court.
The day she was supposed to pay me is when she informed me she wouldn't pay me.
I'm just glad that she told him what she thought.
Not to work for ex-wives.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Muhammad versus Wayo. Step forward, please.
Earl Muhammad is suing the mother of his daughter's schoolmate, Kathleen Monique Wayo, for punitive damages as the result of a classroom fight between their two children.
Mr. Muhammad, it is your claim that the defendant's 8-year-old son assaulted your 8-year-old daughter in school.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defendant says that your daughter hit him first. Who's Camilla? That be you?
Yes.
Come on up here. Come here, Camilla. Camilla, you go to school with this little boy?
Yes.
What's his name?
Zamir.
Had you ever had trouble with Zamir in school?
Yes.
Why?
Because he kept talking about me.
What did he say?
He said that I was ugly and had a mustache and a unibrow.
When he said that to you, what did you do?
I hit him on the head.
How many times did you hit him on the head?
Only one time.
And did you hit him on the back of the head or the front of the head?
The back.
And then you went and sat down?
No, he pushed at me.
He pushed you after you hit him in the head?
Yes.
And then what happened?
He started kicking me. And when I tried to get up, he kicked at me in the face.
Did he hurt you?
Yes.
Did you tell the teacher?
No.
Okay, go and sit down. You're Zamir?
Yes.
Why did you call her nasty names? Look at me. Don't look there.
Your Honor, I did not call her nasty names.
What did you say to her?
I said that she had a unibrow.
Did you think that was a nice thing to say?
No.
Why did you say it if it wasn't nice?
I just said it.
You know that you can hurt somebody's feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think a unibrow is nice or not nice?
Not nice.
And after you said that, what did Camilla do to you?
She hit me in the back of the head 3 times.
And then what did you do?
And then as that happened, her pencil dropped, so then I kicked her.
In the face?
Yes.
And is that nice?
No.
Okay, perfect. Now you can sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's not nice, and I wouldn't smile about it. Do you understand?
Excuse me, Your Honor. May I say something?
No. Don't defend that. He knew it was wrong. He said it was wrong. Don't try to make it right.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Earl Muhammad says 8-year-old Zamir Wayo kicked his daughter Camilla in the face.
Zamir claims Camilla hit him first.
Tell me what you want, Mr. Mohammed.
Yeah, I would like the most pain and suffering what my daughter went through with her jaw. I have the medical records right here. Her jaw was swollen, having pain on her right side of her eating. So that's basically what
that's
I'm asking
for. That's not happening,
for.
Mr. Mohammed.
What's not happening, Your Honor?
Punitive damages is not happening, because that's what you're suing for.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
It's not happening. You have an 8-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Who hit an 8-year-old boy in school.
Mm-hmm.
He retaliated by kicking her.
Mm-hmm.
She got hurt. She didn't get severely hurt. He shouldn't have kicked her. She shouldn't have hit him.
She has a scar on her face.
She should not have hit him.
Okay, but I don't think, well, once she have fell on the floor and he kicked her in the face, is that not assault?
She hit him first.
Okay.
Mr. Mohammed, she hit him first. And if we were talking about 16-year-olds, maybe we'd have a discussion. But she's 8 and he's 8.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want is for his mother to pay you $3,000 for punitive damages. And your daughter hit him first.
Did she hit him to hurt him? Or he was causing pain?
How do you know, Mr. Mohammed?
Because
she hit him to hit him.
We've seen her face. Her face is swollen. She got a scar on her face, Your Honor.
She hit him to hit him, sir. He's not operating from the perspective of someone who's intelligent. He's 8.
Mm-hmm.
He got hit in the head, and he retaliated.
Maybe a hit in the head would have been good. I want to remind. But when you kick my child in the face...
Yes.
That's taken it to a different level.
It would be at a different level, Mr. Mohammed, if he was 16. He's 8. In most jurisdictions, he's not even criminally responsible for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not excusing him, because his parents really ought to sit and have a talk with him, right?
Right, we already have.
Good, because of two things. First of all, because he shouldn't tease somebody else about anything physical or mental that would cause somebody else distress. That's not nice, and I wouldn't smile about it. Do you understand?
Excuse me, Your Honor. May I say something?
No. Don't defend that. He knew it was wrong. He said it was wrong. Don't try to make it right. He knew it was wrong. He said it was wrong. He acknowledged it was wrong. You don't try to make it right.
Yes, ma'am. I wasn't trying to make it right.
Good. But your daughter hit him first.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, with the hit
you're
in the head.
Trying to quantify damage, Mr. Mohammed. She just got hit in the head, and he had no right to kick her. She had no right to hit him.
That's right.
What if she hit him, and he tripped, and he fell, and he broke his nose?
Well, I don't think...
No. Look, listen to me. Don't tell me what you think.
Well, Your Honor,
well,
she's
don't
8.
Tell me, don't tell me what you think. She's as big as he is. What happens if she hit him on the back of the head, and he fell over and broke his nose?
Are you sure she's as big as he is? Because she's like...
Mr. Mohammed, stop
pounds.
Being foolish, sir.
Yeah.
I just asked you a question. The question requires an answer. What would you say if you were in her place and she was in yours,
mm-hmm.
and she hit him on the back of the head, and because of his position, whatever, he fell over and broke his nose? What would your response be if she sued you?
Well, I could understand that.
No. I just gave you a scenario.
Okay.
Answer my question.
Yes.
Your daughter hit him in the back of the head. He fell down and broke his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And she was suing you. What would your response be?
Well, naturally, I would like to see what happened to the young man, and was it as bad as what happened to my child?
That's your problem. You're trying to quantify actions of 8-year-olds.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
The kick wasn't as bad as the hit.
Well, Your Honor, I was 8 at one time, and when I was interested in a little girl, I never kicked them in the face. So, I mean, if you're going to try to justify this
Mr.
young
Mohammed,
man kicking her in her face,
Mr.
I can
Mohammed,
understand maybe she went up and tapped them or pushed them.
Mr. Mohammed.
But when you kick a child... That
Mr. Mohammed,
to a totally different level.
Mr. Mohammed, if
yes,
his
ma'am.
Mother kicked your daughter in the face, we would be having a discussion. If an 8-year-old did it, we're not having a discussion. And I see that I'm not getting through to you. You're not going to get punitive damages from an 8-year-old. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
Excuse me, step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The young man pushed my daughter down and kicked her in the face.
As far as my son pushing her and kicking her,
it was just a young man being a bully at school.
For no reason at all, there was a reason.
So I removed my daughter from the school.
My son got hit first, however, he just didn't end up with any marks.
That's all it was, a bully.